The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. China won't invade America until after we are hit with Russian nuclear weapons. And then they will, and that's really what it seems to be playing out and what is being set up. I know many of you don't want to even think that the scenario could even be possible, or you laugh at it and think it's not possible. Some people do. I don't know why. We cannot hide from the fact that Biden has us and America on the verge of World War III. How can anyone laugh at that? The Cuban Missile Crisis people were way more panicked, and we have a Chinese-Cuban Missile Crisis, basically. Much more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis. On top of having Russia, which is allied with China, thanks to the Biden administration, has pushed them together when they weren't allies, but they are now. And Russia keeps threatening to nuke us, and we keep poking Russia for Ukraine. And Russia openly... they're not posturing, they're openly telling you there's going to come a point where we say it's too far and we're going to nuke you. But everyone doesn't believe it. No one thinks that could really happen. You don't want to know why no one really thinks it can happen? Because people can't picture it happening. That's why. People can't picture their life being dramatically changed in a snap. They can't picture it, they can't imagine it. But I want you to understand that in order for one world government to form, America has to fall. It doesn't necessarily have to fall into a war where it's obliterated, although that would be the easiest way to form a one world government. It could fall and be destroyed from within and the Constitution be destroyed, but that's extremely hard. What the globalists know is the American people aren't going to give up the Constitution. And even though our federal government ignores the Constitution and is a lawless federal government right now, and we have a two-tier justice system, and we have no fair elections, even with all of that, you still have the Constitution sitting there. You still have some courts that actually try to follow the Constitution. Some of them do. You still have some states with freedom, whereas other states like New York, where you don't really have much freedom whatsoever. In Washington, D.C., it is a totalitarian state. The city itself is totalitarian. This is why when Washington, D.C. persecutes Trump or any of his supporters, they want every trial in Washington, D.C., because they know there won't be any fair trials in Washington, D.C. So the federal government, it's clearly the federal government versus American citizens. That's going on from within. But that's because you have globalists who hate America and want to destroy it, and then they're listening to the globalists outside of America who hate America and want to destroy it. And the globalists outside of America have paid off our globalists. And it was easy to do because our globalists are like, you're going to pay me to do something against my country, which I don't even like my country. I think the Founding Fathers are a bunch of racists anyways. And you're going to pay me to betray it when I think that's my duty anyways because I hate it. Yeah, I'll take the money and betray it. And that's all they see is the money. And our people who betray the American people don't realize the people that are paying them actually want those people dead too. And they're going to want all of America wiped out. They don't want those people to be around when the one world government forms, except for a select few. And I mean a real select few. You better be Obama and whoever Obama says is the select few. And that's it. And Joe Biden isn't one of them. Joe Biden thinks he is, but he's not. Anyways, this is real. Now, when I used to do shows and I would talk about America's destruction and how I use Bible prophecy, which I won't go into, but how I use Bible prophecy to say that Russia was going to attack us someday and they will be the ones that blow us up and they will be with a bunch of other nations, especially with Iran. And other nations that I can't think of. And at the time, I never really even thought about China. When I used to say this, I used to only think about Russia and Iran. But now I see China's role because I see it in the news. And I believe China has a role. So I don't know why anyone thinks what I'm saying is crazy nowadays. I understand when I said this 10 years ago, no one could imagine it. And they really couldn't imagine it because we weren't having problems with Russia. And we weren't having problems with China. And I was saying this when there were no problems with Russia and China. And trust me, even people that like me were like, Ben, you're crazy. Ben, why do you even talk about that stuff? It makes you look crazy. And you think I didn't know that? What you should realize is, how is Ben that confident that he's willing to say those things, even though he knows most people think he's crazy? Yet he would still say them. That should be the question people should have been asking. Why would Ben do that? I was that confident that I would be proven right and that this day would come, that I'm just ahead of the curve. And one day, there will be enough in the news that people will know I'm not crazy. And they will be like, oh my gosh, Ben was right the whole time. Oh my gosh, it's in the news. And I had to tell them ahead of time when it wasn't in the news so that you'll listen to me much more carefully now that it's in the news. And now you can say that scenario is possible. And your gut is telling you America's not going to get blown up. And this scenario isn't going to happen. I had to tell people it was going to happen before it was ever in the news so that now when I tell you America is going to get blown up. And I know that sounds crazy to you, except for you see it's in the news and you know it's possible, you should start to realize, well, maybe Ben's right. He was right way before, he was right about the exact nations. Before it was even in the news, he was right. I did start to say that China would be part of it before they were in the news with Russia. But it took me a lot longer to get to the China aspect of it. I didn't understand China's aspect. So not using any Bible prophecy, just using what's in the news and the Biden administration having us on the verge of World War III. China will invade America, I believe, but not until after Russia hits us. And they're setting that up right now. China believes in waging war as much as they can without actually having a kinetic war, without actually physically firing a shot. And it is, you get more honor if you can conquer your enemy without any bloodshed. And they're right about this. That's a higher feat. People will write about you in Chinese history books as brilliant. You are brilliant. You were able to conquer a nation and you didn't even fire a shot. And so they want that brilliance to be recorded. So China really is looking at how do we do this without us? But China realizes with America, we can do that without us doing it, but we need Russia to do it for us. We need Russia's nuclear weapons. Russia is superior in nuclear weapons. We're not even close. When we conservatives were complaining in the 90s about them disarming what Reagan did and how we were signing these treaties, we said the Russians aren't going to follow these treaties. We're the only ones that are going to disarm. We're the only ones that are going to fall behind the nuclear technology. And they're going to secretly keep developing and get better and better and better because they were way behind us. But they're going to catch up and become equal to us, and then they're going to surpass us. That's what we warned would happen if you listen to the left and you do all these stupid nuclear treaties. That we knew the other side isn't going to follow, but we actually would follow. And we said that's idiotic if we're actually following. Hopefully our government isn't actually following them, and they're lying, like the other governments are lying. But I knew that wasn't the case. I knew our governments actually were following the nuclear treaties. And now it's all paid off for Russia. Russia is head and tails vastly superior to us in nuclear technology because they kept going and we didn't. And it will take us 10 years to catch up to them. 10 years. That's my guess. Maybe we can do it a little quicker if we steal some information. But their hypersonic technology We're not even close, folks. Even North Korea has hypersonic technology that's superior to it. They're not superior nuclear weapons or anything like that, but they do have hypersonic capability, which is sad because we have it, but ours is crappy compared to Russia. Russia's hypersonic missiles can't be shot down, and they proved it in the conflict in Ukraine as they destroyed one of our Patriot systems, the very system that's supposed to protect and be able to shoot down all these missiles. They just took one of their hypersonic missiles and took it out with ease. No sweat. Why'd they do that? Well, they were showing America, hey, we're superior with our missiles. And they are. They're not superior in their military with Navy or manpower. They're not superior. They can't invade America. They could never do that. They are designed and always have been designed to fight a nuclear war. But they're not just designed to fight a nuclear war. This is what you have to know that is 100% true, and I'm not exaggerating. They're designed to fight World War III nuclear war. They're designed to blow up every nation in the world if they have to, except for themselves. That's what they're designed to do. China, on the other hand, has the manpower. China does have a lot better technology, and now they have a massive navy. So you combine China's navy with Russia's nuclear weapons, and they are superior to America, if you combine them. You have to combine them, but they are combined. So that's the problem. So then you have the manpower that China has. Russia can't invade America, but China can. Now, how do I know that China will be invading America? A, they're showing all the signs right now of doing that. And in fact, with the open borders, it is a known fact that China is sending military men pretending to be immigrants, and they are infiltrating and filling up America in key spots wherever they're being ordered to go. And they are already being set up for an invasion for after a nuclear attack. That's what they're doing. And that's what the Cuba thing is doing too, besides the cyber warfare and everything else that they can conduct there. So China is posturing and they are doing moves and they're talking about Taiwan, but I really don't. I'm one of the few that says this. Most people think that they would move on Taiwan. Well, I've always said that makes no sense to me. Why would you give us heads up? In order to defeat America, it has to be a surprise attack. If you attack Taiwan, you're basically going to war with America and giving us heads up that we're at war with China. Why wouldn't China have a surprise attack aligned with Russia? If they want Taiwan, they need to get rid of us first. This is what Iran thinks too. Iran wants to go after Israel. But in order to go after Israel, they've always said you have to defeat the great Satan to get to the little Satan. They call Israel the little Satan. Who's the great Satan? America. Iran will go after America first before they go after Israel. Russia will surprise attack America as well. They will not blow up cities in Europe. And as they're all threatened and the Europeans are worried, oh no, what if they nuclear attack Europe? Why would the Russians do this? Think about how illogical that is. I blow up a city in Europe with a nuclear weapon in Russia. Now America's on red alert. Now America's got the heads up. Now America knows, oh my gosh, we're going to be in a nuclear war. Why would I do that? If I'm ever going to use a nuclear weapon, the very first place I would use it, I'm talking about if I'm a bad guy, is New York. That alone will destroy America completely. Even if I hit nothing else, that's the end of America. Just one nuclear weapon blowing up, that would destroy. You know how many business headquarters are in New York? It's unbelievable. I know the stock market could to move to Chicago. Obviously, they wouldn't just hit New York. But I'm just saying, even if it was, that would be the end. Your supply chains would stop. People would start starving. There would be no grocery chains. It would be mass chaos just with that alone. So that's the number one place you're going to hit. The number two place is Washington, D.C. The number three place is Chicago because the stock market moves to Chicago. The number four place is probably L.A. The number five place is Houston or Dallas. That's probably five and six. Then you can throw in East Coast cities, Boston, West Coast cities, San Francisco, San Diego, military bases. and some of the military bases on the inside of America as well. And Russia has way more than enough nuclear missiles to hit every single one of those targets and more. They can hit every target they want with a nuclear weapon and still have plenty of leftover. And whatever number they say they have publicly, they have more. They have more than what they say. Just so you know. So, Russia will be used as a nuclear weapon attack at some point, and it would be a surprise attack. It'll be exactly like September 11th in the aspect that you won't know. You woke up on September 11th and we were under attack. And that's how it will be. Only this time, it won't be buildings. And you'll probably lose your TV signal and everything else. And you won't even know how many cities have been hit. But you will have some indication that major cities have already been destroyed. And it will last for about, all it will need to last is for about 1 hour. And that's the end of America completely. And don't think that there will be a response. Do you really think if the nuclear missiles are a surprise attack and they come out of the ocean? And remember, Iran can launch nuclear weapons from freighter ships. They have been practicing this for years. It just never gets reported in the news. So a tanker ship coming to bring goods could secretly be a nuclear launching platform by Iran. With that understood, North Korea could also try to hit you, and China could also try to hit you. So if nuclear weapons surprisingly hit the East Coast and West Coast, and you're all in panic in Washington, D.C., and they're bunker busting bombs, so even the bunkers that D.C. has set up, and in Denver, the airport, everybody knows there's secret bases and stuff in Denver and stuff, those are destroyed. There isn't going to be a response, and they're not even going to know. They're not going to randomly launch our missiles just randomly at everybody. They're going to sit with their hands folded saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. That's what's going to happen. It's not going to be a world war nuclear war. It's going to be nuclear war, World War III, only on America. That's what it's going to be. Only on America. When that clears, China will sit and wait. China will sit for a period of time to allow people to get weak, starve, and attack each other. Chaos will ensue because no one will know how to live like it's 1750. And we really don't know how to live as Americans. Some people will be prepared, but most people, they won't. You won't be able to drive very far because there won't be much gas. So you can drive for a few hours. And if you attempt it, you could end up in the middle of nowhere in an area which you know nothing about, and now you're even worse off. Most people will flee major cities trying to do that, but they ain't going to get to the places where they need to be. And there's going to be problems because they're going to come across places that were destroyed or blown up or have nuclear fallout. I know this is a grim scenario, but we have to go through, can this actually happen? It absolutely could. So China, all it has to do is really wait just 1 month or less than that, a few weeks. When you wait a month, you'll already have starvation kick in to take out a whole bunch of the population that survives the initial attack. The supply chains, and then you'll have pestilence and disease. And I would assume if they do this attack, they will release a bioweapon on top of that. I think China would. And it doesn't even have to be a devastating sickness. They've used the vaccine to damage all these people's immune systems here in America. So you release a flu virus, and people are already malnutritioned for the first 2 weeks. All of a sudden, you're malnutritioned, and a virus comes around, and your immune system's been damaged from the COVID-19 shot, which was part of China's plan, and the globalist plan. It's all part of it. Well, then those people are going to get wiped out. So now you're going to have to be someone who has a super healthy immune system, somebody who is prepared and has food supply, and someone that's able to guard your food supply, and hopefully you're not in some sort of major city where it would be difficult. All those things would have to be for you to survive. China is setting up for this very scenario. Now, how do I know for sure China, in this scenario, if Russia were to attack with nuclear weapons, would eventually invade? They would, because China, if America disappears in one day, China can't feed its people. Do you understand? That's a fact. China has to invade. They have to. They have to take the farmland, and they have to try to farm it. They think that there'll be enough people that would be dead. I think they'll be surprised at the resistance that would still be in America. And I think whatever is going to happen, eventually they will be driven away from America and the world will go into chaos. But then rationing and all this other stuff around the world would happen. Because remember, we won't be trading with the rest of the world. And the globalists will step in with the answer of the one world government and everyone having a mark so that everyone gets equal amount of food, and the government will decide how much food you get and not, but you have to have a mark in order to even receive it and show that you're going to obey, because we can never have nuclear war like this ever again. We have to have a one world society, because see what happens when you don't have a one world society is you get nuclear war, except for they're the ones that cause nuclear war so that they can say that. But people will buy into it and they will thank the people for enslaving them, because they'll say, yeah, they're right. Look at nuclear war happened. So they're right. It's better to be enslaved by a one world government. And they will gladly be enslaved by a one world government. The hope that I can give you is this, and I can't guarantee it. The hope is that God pulls his children out. Because I believe this scenario will happen before the tribulation, because I believe it makes sense, because the globalist government will form and then you'll have the tribulation. In order to form the globalist government, America's got to be out of the way. So it makes sense it will happen before there isn't even a tribulation period. And I don't know if God's going to pull his children out. I think he might. And that will be wonderful. But I don't know. But God can protect his children through all of this if he wants to. Remember the story of Egypt. When Egypt had all those horrific plagues, it was basically like being destroyed in a war. But God's people were supernaturally protected while everyone else was getting wiped out. God can do that. I don't think he'll do it for people who don't have a relationship with him or who have a slight casual relationship with him. I think the people with casual relationships will have proven that they weren't ready. They weren't looking to have a relationship with God. And now that it's desperation, they're trying to turn to God. But he's going to say, that's fine. You're just going to come home through death right now. That's what I think would happen. Either way, God can protect us. I am hoping. This is what I do. I pray for the best case scenario that God pulls us out before something horrific like this happens. I hope and pray for the best, but I prepare for the worst. Prepare because maybe you go through it all. And if you do, you better know that this is a possibility. That's why I did this show. So you understand, it's not crazy talk. It's very possible this scenario happens. You can't picture it. You can't imagine America being destroyed. That doesn't mean it can't happen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you want to go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine, and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.